This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, Baruchim Abam. Welcome everyone to Daf HaShavua. We're beginning the fourth parak, HaCholetz Levimtai. And this is dovetailing what we mentioned at the end of the last parak, that the halacha is that after somebody is married to someone, if the husband dies, then the woman has to wait 90 days before she gets remarried, because what if she's pregnant? If she's pregnant, then we're not going to be able to determine who the father is. So you wait 3 months to be able to determine the paternity. However, aside from that, aside from the chiyuv of havchana, of waiting 3 months to determine if the woman is pregnant, if the husband dies without children, and now she is a yavama or a possible yavama, there's another reason why you have to wait 3 months, is because maybe she'll be pregnant, and then if she does yibum, he'll have been miyabim, a woman who has children, who's expecting, and then he's living with an eish hasach. And besides, so you'll say, okay, but at least let him do chalitza. If you can't do yibum, you can't do chalitza, as we'll see at the end of the page today. Kol she'eino oila liyibum, eino oila lechalitza. So that's another reason. In other words, anytime somebody's married, if they get divorced or their husband passes away, they have to wait 3 months before they remarry. But certainly if their husband passes away without children, so now she certainly has to wait 3 months. Says the Mishnah, HaCholetz Levimtai. One who gives chalitza to his yivama, v'nimtzeis meubaras, and it comes out that she was pregnant. Lo and behold, she was pregnant. V'yalda, and she gives birth. Bizman shavlad shel kayama, if the child is viable, so it comes out the chalitza was an invalid chalitza, it was a meaningless chalitza, because she was not a yivama, because she has a child. Who mutter b'krovosah? He is permitted in her relatives. Typically, if a man gives a woman chalitza, he's usher in her relatives. You're usher in the relatives of a chalitza. But in this case, it's not a chalitza. The reason it's not a chalitza is because she had a viable child. V'hi mutares b'krovav. And she is permitted in his relatives. She is permitted in his relatives, because the chalitza was not a good chalitza. V'loy pasal min akuna, and she's not disqualified from kuhuna. We know that a woman who gets a divorce is pasal to kuhuna. A woman who is a chalitza is pasal from kuhuna midrabanan. A woman who gets chalitza, but it turns out she was pregnant and she had a viable child, is not pasal min akuhuna. However, the Mishnah continues on the fourth line, eina vlad shel kayama, but if the vlad is not viable, so it comes out she is yivama, hu aser b'krovosah, he is aser in her relatives, because she is a regular chalutza, v'hi asura b'krovav, and she is aser in his relatives, because she's a regular chalutza, upasal min akuhuna, and she's now disqualified from kuhuna because she received a chalitza. Hakoines es yivimtai. Someone who marries a yivama, v'nimtzeis mubares, and it comes out she's pregnant, v'yolda, and she gives birth, bizman shavlad shel kayama, if the child is viable, so now he lived with a woman who is an isra erva to him, in a shesach, yoitzi, he has to dismiss her. Now he doesn't have to give her a divorce because she's an erva to him. So the kedushin is not toyface. However, he can no longer continue living with her. V'chayovin b'karbon, and they're both chayv to bring a karbon because he lived with a woman who is a eshes ach. I don't know. Somebody wants to connect with me. I don't know what that means. Okay, so. They're both chayiv in a carbon. Why are they both chayiv in a carbon? Because he lived with her unknowingly that she was a muberes. By the way, in the first case, where you gave chalitza to Yavama and she turned out to be a Mubaris, even if she didn't turn out to be a Mubaris, even if you knew she was a Mubaris, if the Vlad is not a Ben Kayama, the halacha still stands that it's not a real chalitza and she's not possible from kahuna. But in this case, in order to be chayiv a carbon, it has to be that you didn't know that she was pregnant. Because if you knew she was pregnant, then it's a mezid and you're not chayiv to bring a carbon. Fine. V'im ein vlad shel kayama, but if the vlad is not viable, so then the halacha is, it is a good yibum. Yekayim, he could stay with her. Safek ben tisha l'rishon, safek ben shivel achren. He lives with the yavama. She's pregnant. We don't know who's the father. Is the father the deceased? Or is the father the new yavam? So, Yoitzi, you have to divorce her because maybe she was pregnant from the first guy and you lived with an Eishes Ach. Vavlad kosher. But the child is kosher mimanav shach. If the first guy is the father, so then the kid was born a while ago and the fact that you lived with the woman be'isr doesn't aser the kid. If you're the father, then you did yibum and it's very nice that you brought a child to the world through yibum. V'chayovim ba'ashem talay. And in this case, you're chayiv not to bring a chatas, but to bring a asham which is dependent. What does that mean, an asham which is dependent? What that means is, it's a suffix whether you lived with an eshes ach or not. If the child was the son of the deceased, then you lived with your brother's wife. If it's your child, you didn't. You'll never know. I guess, you know, a good sugya would be DNA testing. Can we use DNA testing to determine who the father is? But in all probability, you bring an asham talay. Fine.
I mean, if it's 30 days that we would have to wait, or once the baby is born, that's it. It's all bets are off.
You're right. You have to wait 30 days. We don't know if that a child is ben kayama until you wait 30 days. Right. Good point. Yeah. Okay, says the Gemara. Itmar, hachoylets lemu'uberes, v'hipila. If you give chalitza to a pregnant woman and she miscarries, that means presumably, now it doesn't say you knew she was pregnant, you didn't know. After you gave her the chalitza, it turned out she was pregnant and she miscarried. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Eina Tzricha Chalitza Min Ha'achen. Rabbi Yochanan says, you don't need any Chalitza. Chalitza was done, it's a valid Chalitza. The Chalitza that was done when she was pregnant is a valid Chalitza. Reish Lakish Amar, Tzricha Chalitza Min Ha'achen. Reish Lakish says, she does need Chalitza from the brothers. Because Reish Lakish's opinion is that the Chalitza of Muberes is not a valid chalitza. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Ein Tzar Chalitza. Rabbi Yochanan says you don't need chalitza min ha'achin because chalitza muber shma chalitza. Chalitza of a pregnant woman is a chalitza. Ubias muber shma bia. And the relations of a woman who's pregnant, if it turns out that it was not a viable child, it's a valid bia. Reish Lakish Amar, no, Tzricha Chalitza Min Ha'achin. Reish Lakish says, you need Chalitza from the brothers. Chalitzas Mu'uberes Lo Shma Chalitza. The Chalitza of a pregnant woman is not a Chalitza. U'bias Mu'uberes Lo Shma Bia. The Bia of a pregnant woman is not a Bia. Says the Gemara, B'mai Kamiflagi, what is the Machloikis between Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan? You could say it's a matter of learning the pasuk, or you could say it's a matter of logic. It could be one or the other. You could say it's a logic. Rabbi Yochanan Savar, Rabbi Yochanan says, Yavoy Eliyahu. If Elijah would come, V'yoymer, and he would say, Dehad de'ibram apuli mapla, that she's pregnant, she's going to miscarry. Mi lav bas chalitza? If Eliyahu Hanavi would come, Eliyahu Hanavi Zachor Latov would come, and he would say, you know what? I did an ultrasound, or not ultrasound, I'm telling you with prophecy, that this is not a viable child, so she would be a Bas Chalitza. She would be a Bas Yibum. So now that it turns out that the child was not viable, retroactively it comes out that this was a valid chalitza nibum. Hashtanami tigli milson lafaya. Now also, it's the matter is revealed retroactively that it's a good chalitza because she was not really muberes with the ben kayama. Reish Lakish Amar Tigli Milson Afreila. When Reish Lakish says, we do not say that a matter becomes revealed after the fact. Reish Lakish says, we do not say that once something happened, the matter becomes revealed that that's what it was going to be all along. Or you could say the dispute is a matter of learning a pasuk. Rabbi Yochanan Savar Ubein Ein La Amar Achmana V'Halaslai. Rabbi Yochanan says, it says that the conditions of Yibam are such that the Yavama does not have a child. And in this case, she doesn't have a child. She has a fetus. A fetus is not a child.
This is Ubein
Ein Lo. Yeah, Ubein Ein Lo, correct. Thank you. He doesn't have a child, so he doesn't have a child. He produced a fetus. This is not a child. Maybe will develop. It didn't develop. So, let's take the pasuk at face value. It says Ubein Ein Lo. He doesn't have a kid here. Reish Lakish Savar Ubein Ein Lo Ayin Alav. The word Ein is spelled with an extra yud. And we darshan it, look deeply. So he doesn't have an actual child, but there's a fetus here. And since there's a fetus here, you can't do Yibam. Fine. So we have Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. If you do Chalitza to a pregnant woman and she turns out to be Eino Ben Kayama, Rabbi Yochanan says it is a good Chalitza.
It would be a good Yibam, Reish Lakish says. You know,
it's not. Eisrei Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. The Mishnah says, Ein ha-vlad shel kayama, if the vlad is not viable, hu asur b'krovo sehav, hi asur b'krovav. If the vlad is not viable, he is prohibited in her relatives, and she is prohibited in his relatives. Upasal mena kahuna, and she is disqualified from kahuna. Which means it's a good chalitza. Bishlam aladidi, Bishlam according to me, says Rabbi Yochanan, da'amina chalitza mabar shema chalitza, that I say the chalitza mabar says a good chalitza, misham hachi pasla, that's why she's disqualified. Elul adidach, but according to you, Reish Lakish, that chalitza smubaris lo yishma chalitza, da'amir chalitza mabar lo yishma chalitza, my pasla mena kahuna. Why is she exempt from kahuna? I guess the Gemara could have asked, why is she Aser and his relatives and he's Aser and her relatives? But clearly, even though she's Muberes, the halacha is that it is a valid chalitza. So Reish Lakish says, nah, Amar Lemi Darbanal Chumra Alma. It's not really a good chalitza. It's not a good chalitza because she's Muberes, but it has the appearance of a chalitza. And the rabbis now, Midrabanan ba'alma, lechumra ba'alma is a little tricky because any chalutza is pasul menakuna midrabanan. But that's a real drabanan, and this is like a chumra of the rabbanan. This is an extra stringent measure. Ika da'amri, another version of this. Isay Reish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan. Reish Lakish asked Rabbi Yochanan, Ein havlad shel kayama, if the vlad is not viable. Who Aser B'Krovosah? He is Aser and her relatives. V'hi Aser B'Krovav U'pasol mena kahuna. That's what we just quoted as a question on Reish Lakish, and Reish Lakish answered L'chumra Ba'alma. But now Reish Lakish turns the tables. Bishlam aladidi, Bishlam according to me, the amina chalitza mu'beres, loishma chalitza, that I hold the chalitza of a mu'beres is not a chalitza. Hainu diktani, this is what it taught, pasla min hakuhuna. she's exempt from kahuna. Bishlam, according to me, that I say the chalitza of Muberes is not a chalitza. Now I understand why she's pasul from kahuna. Aye, it's not a chalitza. Okay, we already explained l'chumra. But now, would you need chalitza from the brothers? Again, the baby died. So now she's a yuvama. And she didn't get a good chalitza. Would she need chalitza from the brothers? Avada, navada. So that's why it doesn't say, it says she's pasa from kahuna, and it doesn't say she doesn't need chalitza from the brothers, because she does need chalitza from the brothers, because the chalitza she got was a bad chalitza. Ela ledidach, but according to you, einot tzricha chalitza min ha'achin. Mibayle, why does it say she's pasul from kahuna? We should say more than the negative that she's pasul from kahuna. We should say that it's such a good chalitza that she doesn't need chalitza from the brothers. Bishlam, according to me, can't say she doesn't need chalitza from the brothers, because she does need chalitza from the brothers. But according to you, Rabbi Yochanan, that it's a good chalitza, then we should say more proactively that not only is she pasul from kahuna, say she doesn't need chalitza, and then I would know she's asur and she's pasul for the kahuna. So the Gemara says, you're right. Really, it should say she doesn't need chalitza from the achin. Amarle, enachanami, v'aydi de tani reisha loy pasul. Since in the Reisha it says she's not exempt, and there it can't say she doesn't need chalitza from the brothers. Since in the Reisha it says she's not pasul from kahuna because it's not a good chalitza. Why is she not pasul min kahuna? Because the vlad is ben kayama, and it doesn't say it. Right in the reisha, the vlad is a ben kayama. There it says v'loy pasul min kahuna. Now there it can't say she's not pasul from kahuna, because it's not a good chalitza. There it can't say tzricha chalitza min ha'achim, because she goes scot-free. The only thing it could say over there is loy pasla. So therefore, tana seifa pasla. To keep the symmetry, it said pasla. But you're right. It should have said eina tzricha chalitza min ha'achim. Weiter. Eisei Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan asked Rish Lakish. Ein havlad shel kayama yikayim. If the vlad is not viable, he could stay with her. Bishlam aladidi, bishlam, according to me, de amina, it is my opinion, chalitza mubarishma chalitza, ubias mubarishma bia. So think about it. The guy did bia to a pregnant woman, and the child was not viable, so it says he could stay with her. You know why he could stay with her? Because he did a perfectly good yibum. He was miyabim, a woman that ultimately didn't have children, mishum hachi katani yikayim. But according to you, it was not a good bia. Ela ledidach de amir chalitza meres loishma chalitza. According to you, that you say the chalitza meres is not a good chalitza. Ubias meres loishma bia. Yachzor v'yivol v'yikayim yiboyle. So it wasn't a good bia. Then can he just give her chalitza? It sounds like he can't just give her chalitza because Lamaisa, he lived with her. Now there's a question, so what? But the living was nothing. Maybe it has the appearance of a yibum, or maybe more than that. But he can't just dismiss her. But the bia didn't do anything. But according to you, that bia smas loishma bia, hainud. It should say Yachzar v'yival v'yikami b'alei. Should go back and have relations again and keep her. But it can't just say you could keep her. You can't just stay with her. You never made a kinyan with her.
Right.
Yes.
The time that he had relations with her, the fetus was viable, and then she subsequently miscarried. So doesn't that mitigate against at the time they had relations, he was having relations with Eshata?
Well, according to Rabbi Yochanan, if ultimately the child is not viable, it's a good Yibam. You want to know, according to Reish Lakish, why don't we consider the Bias Eishas Ach? Are you with me? You left?
Yeah.
Oh, who's asking? I'm sorry?
Alan
is asking that according to Reish Lakish, why don't we consider the Bia a Bias Eishasach? Apparently, Reish Lakish holds that even though it's not a good Yibum, because either Ayin Olav or there's a Svaro, we don't say Gloy Mosel Afelay Aminan, but we don't consider it Eishasach. I believe the Rishonim deal with this, but it's a very important point. In other words, why not? But let's just get clear, it's a question, why not? But it seems that it's not. In other words, it seems that Reish Lakish holds that the Yibum is not, the relations are not considered the relations of a Chiyav Kares. Now you'll say, well, maybe it is a Chiyav Kares. Who said Reish Lakish holds it's not a Chiyav Kares? I believe because if it would be a Chiyav Kares, Alan, then the Mishnah, then it should say you bring a carbon. And the fact that you don't bring a carbon indicates that there's no Chiyav Kares here.
You're involved in a mitzvah, right? So we wouldn't. We could argue that you were involved.
So Michael's saying, I'll tell you why you're not Chayev to bring a carbon. Because of the opinion of Rabbi Yehoshua, of someone was involved in doing a mitzvah, and you did an Avera, you are Potter.
Like the two kids that are born one on another.
Oh, Gevaldik. Like Tov Edvar Mitzvah Potter. What about according to Rabbi Lezer, who holds Tov Edvar Mitzvah Chayiv? Rashi just says, why can't you just give this woman chalitza? Because once you lived with her, it accomplished something. In other words, in the world of Reish Lakish, the only thing you could do, you can't give her a get because you didn't formalize a yibam over here. You can't give chalitza because you did live with her. But in the world of Reish Lakish, the question is that you say chalitza mezas loishma chalitza mezas loishma bia yachzar v'yivol v'yikaimi b'ile. Maybe we'll deal with Alan's question on Sunday, and that is why is it not a bias kares? But the Gemara says ma yikaim. What does Reish Lakish mean? Yikaim yachzar v'yivol v'yikaim. You go back. You have another relations, and you keep her deloy sagi. It's not enough without it. That's the first version of Rav Yochanan's attack on Reish Lakish and Reish Lakish's answer. Ika da Amri. Another version. Eisrei Reish Lakish, Rav Yochanan. Now Reish Lakish turns the tables on Rav Yochanan. Eina avlad shel kayama yikayim. If the child is not viable, you could stay with her. Bishlam aladidi, says Reish Lakish. that the bia and the chalitza are nothing. You know what yikayim means? You just live again. You go back and you have relations again and you keep her. It's not enough without this. But according to you, Rabbi Yochanan, that the yibam originally was a good yibam, why do you have to keep her? Why can't you divorce her? The halach is if you're miyabim a woman, you're allowed to divorce her afterwards. So why does the Mishnah say that if you did bia, then you could keep her? Well, that's the only choice. What about dismissing her? That's also a choice. I should say, if you want, you could get rid of her. If you want, you could keep her. You're right. It could have said that, but to be symmetrical, where in the Reisha it says, Yoitzi, it says in the Reisha, you got to get rid of her because the Vlad is a Ben Kayoma, Tani Nami Sefer Yikayim, the Sefer says you keep her. But you don't have to keep her, you could dismiss her also. Meisvei, Hakoine says Hayivimtai. You marry a Yivama Venimsis Mubar, she turns out to be pregnant, harezu loy tinase tsarasa. You can't marry the tsara. You can't marry the tsara. Why? Shema yehi vlad ben kayama. You married the yavama, and she turns out to be mubares. You can't marry the tsara. Because maybe the Vlad will be a Ben Kayama. Since the Vlad might be a Ben Kayama, and it turns out the Yavama was not Zakuk Tibum, because what?
There still remains a link to the co-wife, because the co-wife could potentially be, if we're saying that all bets are off, that they have to start the process again, the co-wife could be a potential.
No, but here it's saying that the reason why you can't live with the co-wife is maybe the child will be viable. Well, if the child's viable, then there is, certainly if the child is not viable, you can't live with the co-wife, because then you are miyabim her, her tzara. Says Gemara, Adarabi, you have a Vlad ben Kayama. If the Vlad is a ben Kayama, miftara tzarasa, the tzara is pater from Yibam. Well, isn't she then Eishas Ach? But the Gemara revamps the reading when it says that if you marry a Yavama and she turns out to be Beres, you can't marry her, the Tzara, because maybe the Vlad will not be a Ben Kayama. And you had Bia with the Tzara. So you can't live with the other Tzara, says Gemara. Adarabba. The Gemara says, Adarabba, ki have a Vlad Ben Kayama if the Tzara. So no, Ela Ima Shema lo yehe a Vlad Ben Kayama. Second. So, the way correct we to read the Braisa is maybe the Vlad will not be Ben Kayama. If the Bia of a Mubaris is a good Bia, why can you not marry the Tzara? Tifter b'Bia shechaverta. She should be pater with the bia of her friend. Let's get this case clear. You marry a yavama. So the yavama, two women fall to you in yivam. Is that the case? And you marry one of them.
I think the case is talking about the tzara is mutter to marry to the shok, not to the brother.
That's what it means? So who's kainei ses yivimtai? Loitina
doesn't doesn't refer to the Yavam. It refers to Lashok. Harizu.
It means a different guy.
Right.
Harizu, a person in the zoo. A guy went to the zoo, and that guy, he could marry her. That's what it means? Okay, thank you. Hakoinis, let's start again. Meisvei. Hakoinis is Yivimtai. So a guy does Yivim to Yivama, Venimtsis Mubaras. Harezu loitinase, you can't get married. Tsarasa. Nobody can marry the Tsara. Why? Shema Ye Vlad Ben Kayama. Because maybe the Yavam had a kid. Says Gemara Adrab Kevah Vlad Ben Kayama if the Tsarasa. If the Yavam had a kid, then the Tsara is free to marry to the guy in the zoo. Says Gemara Ela Ema Shema Loye Vlad Ben Kayama. We're afraid maybe the kid's not viable and then the Tsara is Zakuk Liyavam. Yeah? But the question is, if the Bia of Mubaris is a Bia, why can't the Tzara marry? Because she's patu with the Bia of her co-wife. In other words, Miman of Shach. If, in other words, someone married one of the Yavamais, the other one should be free to go. If the Vlad is a Ben Kayama, she's for sure free. If the Vlad ain't a Ben Kayama, so then Yibam was done to the co-wife. Amar Abaye, so Abaye said, no, no, no. We got to revamp the whole thing. The whole machlok of Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish is only what? By Chalitza Smubaras. Everyone agrees, Bia Smubaras is no good. They argue about Chalitza Smubaras. Rabbi Yochanan, Amar Abaye, Bibia Kuliam Oloi Pligi Deloi Padra. By Bia, everyone agrees that Bia Smubaras does not pata the Tzara. Bibia Shachaberta. Ki pligi b'chalitza, they argue about chalitza. Rabbi Yochanan sarva chalitzas mu'beres shma chalitza. Rabbi Yochanan says the chalitza of mu'beres is a chalitza. Bias mu'beres lo shma bia, but the bia of a mu'beres is not a birish. Like a sarva bias mu'beres lo shma bia, the bia ain't good. V'chalitza is v'az lo shma chalitza, and the chalitza ain't good. So Rava asks the whopper. Amar le Rava manev shach. Either way you look at it, it's shver. If the bia is good, then chalitza is mubar shma chalitza. The chalitza should be good. The bia is mubar shma bia, then the chalitza shouldn't be good. Why? The kaimelon hakol hoyla, the kol hoyla liyibam hoyla chalitza. Anyone who could do yibam to, you could do chalitza to. V'chol she'enoy hoyla liyibam, anyone who can't do yibam to, enoy hoyla lechalitza, you cannot do chalitza to. So how could you say everybody agrees the bia is not good and Rabbi Yochanan says the chalitza is good? If the bia ain't good, then the chalitza should not be good either. Okay, that's a good start to the fourth parak. And Bezos Hashem, Monday night, we will continue to plow ahead. And maybe Sunday we'll look into the inyan in Reish Lakish Shita. If the chalitza is not good, especially because if the bia is not good because we have gzeres hakasov, then why would it not be a bias kares? Okay, Rabbi Isai, have a great evening. Thank you for coming. Bracha v'hatzlacha.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.